Welcome to the Tribunal. I'm Danny with two guys I'm in an unspoken alliance with. Chris Wern.
Untangle the cords.
And Jameson.
You think they're going to hook those up to their nipples?
We just watched episode 9 of the Challenge 40 Battle of the Eras. We saw Rachel hang on like her life depended on it. Everyone turn on Josh and some big losses in Devin and Casey. We're going to do Killed It or Send It Home, Jameson's Juicy Deets, and MVPs and Losers. But first, Chris, we finally got a Tej twist, and it's every man for themselves. Are you happy to be leaving the era?
Yes, I am happy. I feel like it's coming at a good time where things are going to get a little bit juicier and fierier, whatever.
That makes sense.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, you can't just, you know, back your era kind of thing. Obviously, there's some infighting in some eras, so I like that it's going to give some people the opportunity to, you know, make these alliances across different eras and give Rachel maybe a little break. I mean, obviously, she's going back in again, but when it's Rachel, Jenny, and Aviv, I'm not too worried for her, but, you know, I'm going to guess that Aviv is going to be one of the people going in here. Curious to see how the dailies work out, if they're going to do random teams in the dailies or something like that, but happy for this move for sure. I think it's coming at the right time. TJ is sensing the vibes of it's settling down and he's going to mix it up.
JMO?
Yeah, no, I'm psyched. And honestly, it made me realize that once again, every season time we watch this show, it makes you realize, holy fuck, this show is long. Like the fact that we're like, they just did the halfway trailer, you know, it's like, oh my God, we're not even close to the end of this thing. I love that they finally did it. I also love that the timing of it, that we got to see Rachel kind of, you know, have her epic, you know, moment. We'll probably talk about that more in detail in this ep, but I do think that it was, you know, I'm ready, man. Like, let's go. Like, honestly, all the eras and the vacation alliance and all these things, it just kind of gets a little too much after a while. And I, you know, I like when they all are fighting for themselves, because they're going to create new storylines, new drama, new alliances now. And you know, I'm here for it.
Yeah, I think they had just figured out the game, and that's when you want to switch it up, because it can't become predictable. It already was. I mean, we have an era that's been completely wiped out except for one person, so it just wasn't going to work. I mean, she got the perfect challenge at the perfect time, because otherwise there was no way she was ever going to win any of these, and she was going to go in every week, which she probably still might. I mean, she's going to be a target, but I do think it will help the, at least for sure, team 4, but a little bit in team 3, that seems to be fracturing as well. So I feel like it was naturally coming apart, and now it's official, and we can almost restart here, you know, because most seasons are probably 20 some people, right? And now we're down to 18. So I feel like we have like still a full season ahead of us here.
We sure do. And, you know, I hope this leads to, like I said, more drama, because I think sometimes when the alliances are so big, when there's so many people on a team, it just kind of, I don't know, it doesn't lend itself to like man against man, woman against woman, you know, and having these moments that really get heated and exciting. So I think it'll help.
Yeah, I think what you're saying too, Jameson, I hate when an alliance like dominates the game, you know?
Yeah.
Like, nothing makes it more boring and less interesting from a political standpoint, or just like an elimination standpoint, when there's like 60-70% of the people left in the game are all in one alliance. Like, I want 3-4 different factions of people trying to, you know, vie for power. Like, that makes it more fun to me as a viewer, where like, and Danny, you hit on this too, it gets predictable. You just know what's going to happen, and it's disappointing.
And they seem to have lost like the leader of the alliance, which I think could help, because now there's going to be a little battle for power over it, and it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jameson, we have lost some big names already this season, though. So how do you feel about the remaining field? Are we in good hands with the rest of this?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're in good hands in terms of like the competition. Like, I think we have some, you know, people that are great athletes, are great competitors and that kind of thing. But I think I selfishly miss like the tried and true, the OGs. You know, I miss the CTs. I was really sad to see Devin go. I mean, pathetic performance. We have to agree on that. But at the same time, like, he's fun, you know. He causes some fun little storylines. And so, look, I mean, Banana's tried and true. He's been around forever. He's great. You know, I do love that we have, like, you know, Tori and Corey and, you know, and Josh to, you know, hopefully cry more. But I just kind of, I don't know, I miss like the people that I love. And they were, I knew for this season 40, it was like, oh man, it's going to be all the people that, you know, we all, you know, love from this show. And they're just kind of all gone because they're too old. So I think we're in good shape in terms of a competition, but I do miss some of the personalities.
Yeah, I agree with that. I miss those older players. Again, it's the people who, I don't know, it's just the way they go about it. They go about complaining or whatever it is, you know, like again, like the Tinas. I wish Tina was there. She's kind of fiery as opposed to Michelle, who's just whiny, you know? And
Yeah.
I feel like this episode more than others, this Vacation Alliance is the most annoying thing I've ever seen or heard of. They're just like whining so much, and it's like it's just the assumption that they're gonna win, you know, that they have, that is just so freaking grating on me. I just like, I want to punch you all in the mouth, and I just want it gone. I don't want that. I want the old people who come in and they'll go to your face and they just, you know, they just stand
Yeah.
up, where instead of like hiding in their room whining about stuff. And it's just like, guys, like, sack the fuck up. This is the
Sack
challenge,
the fuck
man.
up. Let's
The
go.
fucking
Dude,
challenge.
Chris, that reminds me of the end of the episode. I can't remember who said it. They go, "I'm ready to make this Vacation Alliance a vacant alliance." One of the worst quotes of all time, but I had to share that. Okay, who was it? You guys remember?
No, but it was like out of an 80s action movie. It
It
was
must, I would guess it was Bananas. That would be my guess.
Maybe. I can't
Yeah.
remember who. I should have wrote down who it was, but that's you, Chris, right now. Vacant alliance.
I think you nailed it though, Chris. Like, the problem I have with this vacation club is there's like no spirit of competition in what they do. It's all just designed to avoid ever having to compete and wait as long as you can. And like you said, they literally hide in their room and they concoct these plans. It's not exciting in any way. And I think breaking that up will help a lot. I do think that this is working out really, really well all of a sudden for Johnny and Jordan.
Yeah, that's a
Like,
good point.
nobody seems to be gunning for them, and they've made it this far without really being like targeted in any way. And I think like nobody seems to recognize, like, oh, we have two of the best that have ever done it, just still hanging out, no problem.
No one's talking about him at all. That's a really good point, Danny.
No.
I mean, some people are talking about Bananas. Jordan, I think, is maybe more so just under the radar. I mean, still so cocky with his whole like, Tori, I don't think knows how good she really is, and she's about to find out. Like, Jordan, shut the hell up, dude. Like, she knows. Like, she just won 2 seasons ago, you doofus. But yeah, Bananas has some targets on his back a little bit, and I think there are people who are looking at him as like a winner, but again, I mean, like you said, I do agree. Not as in the spotlight as he maybe previously was. And now he may have some ability to get some numbers on his side. I'm surprised he hasn't done this yet. But like, I think he can pick up the people like a Jenny and a Corey and start running with those people, and have a, you know, an alliance that at least stands up to this Vacation Alliance. I'm really surprised he hasn't done that yet. But yeah.
Especially, it was made very clear that they had this giant alliance pretty early on, and it's weird that the rest of them weren't just like, let's just squash this. So I don't really get the strategy here, but we'll see how it shakes out. Let's do Killed It or Send It Home, Chris.
So we, you know, as standard with all challenge episodes, we saw some workout montages during this episode, and there was one thing I noticed quite a bit of. There was a lot of accessorizing during a workout. I saw Aviv with sunglasses. I saw somebody else with a hat on. There's obviously chains and necklaces. What do you guys feel about wearing an accessory when you're working out? It's just a, and you got to give a, you know, you can't make any substitute for one thing. It's one thing or the other. If you had to work out with an accessory, that's fine, or you have to work out without an accessory for the rest of your life. That's it. Rest of
Well,
your life,
then
Jameson.
I'm forced to kill it. Because as a bald man, if I work out outside, I need a hat on. Because I'm also pale and bald. So it's a double whammy and it needs to be protected.
Your cranium.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna kill it as well. I'm so sorry, Danny. I have the opposite problem. I have very long hair, and I hate when I'm running and it like flops into my face and my eyes, and it's so long and luscious and all those kind of things. So I wear a hat every time I work out.
You do the hat rather than the bananas headband.
Yeah, I can't do the headband. It feels really tight on my head. I got a big noggin. It's just a lot of not a lot in there, but a lot outside of there, and it just feels like it squeezes it. But Chris, can we expand a little bit on the accessories? Because I think a hat and sunglasses, kind of feel like maybe ne sometimes necessity, sun, whatever. But then when it gets into like there's a lot of things in the workout world now. People are pulling out. Cameras and ring lights and fucking the whole thing. It's gotten a little crazy. Armbands and arm sleeves and, then I feel like it gets too much.
Well, I just felt like, I mean, Aviv in this situation, first of all, I'm going to send it home. All right. If I had to choose between accessories or no accessories, I'm going to go no accessories. I do wear a watch every day. However, I would let it go just for working out if I had to. I will say, Aviv had like, they were like fashionable sunglasses. They weren't like, Oakleys or something. It was like very fashionable looking sunglasses. The hat somebody was wearing didn't look it looked fashionable. The ring lights, obviously, yeah, that stuff is a very no-go. I mean, that's just absurd. I don't really understand who needs to film themselves working out and then like watch it back. That's just a new level of ego that we've experienced in the last,
Influencers, man.
10, 15 years. Like, nope, I don't care to watch anybody sweat. Like, I don't know. There's nothing in, wow, you did a squat. Cool.
You don't like watching these sweaty hot bods?
No, because I, don't live in one of those hot bod deodorant commercials from the early 2000s.
But those are hot. I mean, people
Which
love hot people, but
you
I don't need to see you sweating as a hot person. That doesn't get me going.
no.
No.
That little workout room can't smell good in this castle. There can't be much ventilation there.
That's why all the pictures are talking all the time.
Jameson, what do you got?
Well, it was a little toughy to figure out a good killer to send at home. I was talking to my friend Sarah last night. Shout out Sarah, big fan of the cast, big fan of the podcast. She loved the Tom Hardy joke from last week, guys. Really raved about that. And she's talked about our killed it or send homes have been really good this year. And because they've been kind of just very regular and normal, and we just debate things in life. And so I thought about this episode, really long lead up, James. I thought about this episode, and they did a lot of math. Doing math all the time, guys. We got calculators in our pockets. We got Siri to ask us to do stuff for us, solve problems. Math, is it over? Do we not need to worry about it anymore? Kill it or send it home. What do you think?
Well, I'll send home math as something that we don't need to do anymore. We always have a calculator on us. However, watching this episode, I was debating like, is this standard for most humans or are they just really dumb? Because even this math, I was able to do in my head
Yeah.
quickly. And I'm not very good at math. I was never like, a math lead or anything. My wife is very good at math, so it was coming easily to her, but we were watching with my sister. She was able to do it, and she also was not great at math in school. So are these people just extra dumb or like, I mean, th these aren't like SAT level math. These are like fifth grade.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think you should be able to do this level of math.
Yes.
I agree with that. So I'm gonna say kill it to math. I don't know. I think
No, send it
I
home.
don't. Are
Are you
you
sending
saying
it
we can use
home? Yeah.
calculators?
No,
I
he
think,
loves math. Math's cool.
listen, I
Kill
think you should, again, to your point, you should have a basic understanding of math, because it's not so much about doing math. I don't know if every profession needs this in your daily life. However, it's just a good thing to know. But also, like, it's critical thinking. It's making your brain work. It's, developing your brain in a way to think critically, or whatever it is, right? To solve a problem, even though it's not like an abstract problem, it's right there. And just, I feel like if you lose that ability as people, you start losing more ability to think critically about things, whether it's math or not. And that to me is troubling. That to me is very troubling. I was concerned that the human calculator Kylan ended up
Not
not doing so
anymore.
great in this, which, to your point too, Danny, I was like watching and kind of doing it along. Once I figured out what was going on, I was like, wow, that's this. That's the, like, it.
Right.
Some of those were super easy. The square root of 16, duh.
Right.
Yeah, come on.
Wow, that killed it or sent it home just got serious. That's like when sitcoms used to
That's.
have like a lesson. Like that was a very special episode of Killed It or Send It Home. That was nice.
Hey man, I think sometimes we got to get, stop being polite and start getting real, and that's what we just did here. And I think that, in the end, you realize you're watching these people, they can't do basic math. My dad was a math teacher, so I grew up with him just like, come on, Jameson. Like, he's also a coach, trying to like be, square root of this, square root of this. And he just like grilling us, every night. And so I'm watching this, I'm like, the problem with our calculators in our pockets is that we're lazy about everything, not just math. I mean, we can get into really a lot of topics here, but I'm with you, Chris. I think that I'm sending it home too. I mean, math is cool. You need it. You need a little bit of math in your life to get by. I know we don't have to balance checkbooks anymore, but there's times in life where you need math, and if not for nothing, if you're on a fucking show on MTV, so you don't look like an idiot. So you never know.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm gonna go back to stupid stuff. Tangled cords are actually one of my weird phobias. When this showed up last night, it makes me like sick to
Wow.
my stomach to see something like this. So, killed it or send it home if you feel the same way about tangled cords. And if not, what's your weird phobia, guys?
Whoa, okay. I'm gonna send it home. I tangled cords do not freak me out. In fact, I am the person who untangles the cords in our house, and quite often untangles my wife's necklaces when they get all bunched up into one giant mega necklace, out of like six necklaces. She always just dumps it on my desk and doesn't even say a word. She just knows I'm gonna do it, and I just know what it means, So I just go, I take care of business. I take care of
So,
business.
does she have this phobia, or you're just better at it?
I don't know if she has a phobia. I think I'm just better at it. Maybe it's my dainty fingers. I'm not entirely sure.
Great fingers.
Yeah. As for my phobia, maybe around the house. One thing is it a phobia? I'm not sure, but I absolutely fucking hate it. Is the stinky sponge in the sink? I hate smelly sponge.
I
Hate
agree.
it.
Why would you ever clean something with something that smells like that? It's disgusting. You're
Yeah.
putting more bacteria on the thing.
The
We
thing is,
replace
our sponge once a week. I can't
oh,
handle it.
like the thing is just the way it like that smell will get on anything, and it like
Oh
doesn't
yeah.
come off. It's the fucking worst. So I don't know if that's a phobia, maybe slightly. I fucking hate it.
I have
Anyways,
a separate
we're
sponge.
getting
If
fucking really
we
good.
cook something with chicken, if we have something with chicken, like raw chicken that touches it, I'm washing those plates with a separate sponge that's not our regular sponge for the week. I can't handle it. Germs. I'm not a big, I hate germs and smells. But that's not
So
my phobia. I have
was
a
that
different, like,
yours?
I have a different household phobia I just thought of. Okay, so I'm gonna send it home. Cords don't bother me. I mean, I'm untangling lights for Halloween, for Christmas. I'm doing all those untangles. I don't mind it too much. It doesn't really get to me. You know what I hate? And this is really specific. This is really specific. It like makes my skin crawl. Putting a string or something through a little hole, like sewing or something, I can't do it. Every time I can't get it in there, and then I lose my mind. I want to fucking scream. I can't get the fucking string, the little tiny fishing string or whatever it is, into the fucking hole, and I hate it. I hate it so much. I feel like I'm gonna throw up. I right now talking about it. So that's my phobia.
So is like lacing a pair of shoes, does that count? Is that a
Yeah,
nightmare for you?
that gets me going a little bit. Yeah, for
Wow.
sure. I can do it, but not my favorite.
Yeah, I'm obviously gonna kill it because this is my phobia. I never knew they would make an elimination out of this. I don't know if it comes from like, you know how people just have those drawers with just random cords in it where you're like, I
Oh
need
yeah.
this at some point. Like that kind of stuff drives me crazy. It did as a kid, like when I would have all my like Sega Genesis controllers in one thing and it would all get tangled. And it's just been a nightmare for me my whole life, gotta say.
A lot of household chores and the eliminations lately, you know, so it's
Yeah,
a little
that's
interesting.
true. Whose dad made all these eliminations?
Next week, you gotta mow the lawn faster than anybody else. Oh, ridiculous.
Time to get juicy
with Jameson's Juicy Deets.
All right, I got some deets for you guys. Some quickies, some goodies, some juicy, juicy deets. Let's start tame first. Ninja, remember Ninja, guys? Well, she's not hasn't been on the challenge for a while. You know why? Because she's in the acting game and she just got a huge role. Oh man, she's starring in a SoFi commercial. Really great role. really great deed here. Definitely worth everyone's time. Yeah,
Have you
Ninja in a
seen the
SoFi.
commercial or it hasn't happened yet?
I've seen the commercial. You know, she walks around, she lives, you know, uses SoFi, you know, technology to make her life better. She has two lines. It's excellent. It's excellent.
Does she
Really good.
doing ninja stuff or is she just
No ninja stuff. She's kind of trying to move away from the muscles.
she's past the ninja stuff?
Past the ninja
Let me
stuff, you
ask
know.
you this, as people that make commercials. If somebody from the challenge walked in during auditions, would you cast them?
100%.
Even
I didn't say, I didn't even like think about it. I mean, I'm giving them some role.
if it was to the detriment of the commercial.
Even if it was
Maybe.
Josh.
I mean, I would make them in the put them in the background or something. You got to figure it out. I mean, it's just, you know why? I do it for the cast. I do it for the podcast, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
Get their contact, you know, get them on, you know.
Yeah. Interview him on the
Right?
side during the shoot, maybe during a lunch or something.
Yeah, exactly. You never know what could ha come from it. Next up, guys, this is really random. I just wanted to share it. The other day, Daryl just tweeted out randomly, "Hey, anybody know any good family law attorneys?" That was it. That's all he said. I just was following him. I was like, I guess Daryl needs a family law attorney.
It's Darrell, okay? Daryl.
Daryl, sorry. I wrote a script this morning with Daryl as the name, and I said it 20 times. Okay. Next up, guys, new Josh, you know, new good looking, fit Josh. He's not just, you know, fit and cool on the challenge. Now he's dating Hispanic TV personality Jenny De La Vega. Look her up when you get a chance, fans that are listening. It's I'm kind of shocked. Josh is dating a hottie, you know, Jenna De La Vega. And so, you know, give it up for Josh dating someone new that no one ever thought he would have the chance at.
I just looked it up. This is shocking.
I'm glad. I'm happy for the live reaction. I was hoping one of you
I'm
guys would look it
curious,
up.
Danny, what is there a picture of both of them?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I just looked up her and, you know, there's a lot of photos here. Not one of them has Josh in it. In fact, there are two different photos of her kissing random dudes. Neither one is Josh. So maybe he's lying. Maybe.
I would say which I'm curious to which if it is true, like what hairstyle is it that he has that she
Oh, good call, Chris. I don't know.
because they've all been shockingly ugh.
Ugh. Oh yeah, your last week's killed it or set it home. And then last but not least, rumor on the internet, guys, is that production for the next couple seasons is looking to cast from the show Love Island. A few people have been reached out to. It sounds like they're, trying to get younger, trying to get sexier, whatever it may be. Love Island, both UK and America, for new castmates.
I know people like it. I've never seen it. That's the one that comes on every day, right? Like I can't.
I think so. I don't know. I haven't watched it either, but
Because
it is very popular.
I don't have time for all that, but it seems very popular, so why not? That seems great.
Yeah. I also think like I've watched a little bit of that in my past, and like I feel like you've got maybe a little bit more of the right kind of characters who are just like very egocentric. They're big on themselves, hopefully, and they're all fit because
Yep.
they're about as being fit to have sex, I suppose. So mirror muscles, if you will. And yeah, it might maybe I don't know, maybe better than
Yeah,
Big Brother.
bring it on.
MVP of the episode, Chris.
My MVP this week is Rachel. I know I've given her a lot of MVPs lately, but I mean, it just felt like this was her moment to shine. And even though she's a target for next week, I kind of don't care. I feel happy for her that she got a win. She deserves it. So go, Rachel.
Yeah, who else? It's Rachel. Jameson, I dare you to pick someone else.
I'm gonna go with Rachel. Of course, obviously, for everything you said, Chris, it was a badass performance. I will say though, calling out during the daily, she solved six math problems. Why didn't she get six, pegs or something to balance on?
I think
Yeah.
she did. They just put them, they spread them out in the
What the
trick.
fuck is the
Like,
point of that?
yeah, what is the point?
Was she gonna move around? Get out of
Yeah.
here.
Rouge, real quick though, also before, because I don't want to get past the whole app without saying it. The daily was awesome. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was fun, like them opening up the door. You got to get on something right away. It was a fun daily.
It Josh cheating, it was great.
Yeah, I agree. I did love how they had 5 seconds to find a spot. I did think it was a little unnecessary again how high they put it up off the ground or off the water. Like there was some falls there that I was like I was waiting for someone to get the medic attention, but definitely fun.
It's what I've been saying. It's really dumb for people to go home getting hurt over something that doesn't have to be that high.
I wonder if they're just like, listen, guys, we've got like 50 people on this season. Let's just get rid of some. All right. We're going to make this a little extra dangerous. Maybe some will just drop out.
It always happens. Who's your loser, Chris?
This one was a bit tougher for me to pick because there was a lot of candidates, but I think ultimately just the one person I want to put on blast is Kylan. And I think it's because he represents this Vacation Alliance. But again, it's just the like pompousness that he has every time he's like talking in this game. And I don't know if it's like an act to be like on the show to be interesting or something, but he just is like so cocky, always assuming he's gonna come back and like run things. And then I don't know why there's a lot of people saying he's great. I'm like, he's been on one season. So I don't really understand where it's all coming from. Maybe there's something we don't see that's in the edits or whatever. But yeah, just the whole thing of like feeling like they're untouchable, that whole alliance. But Kylan was kind of like the spearhead of it for me. So I'm gonna put him as my loser.
He has been oddly cocky and so far been backing it up, so I can't t say too much, but I'm there with you. He's been a bit off-putting. Jameson?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree, Chris. Not with your loser. I think it's a good loser pick. Let me just say, I don't trust anybody who smiles when they talk all the time. Like as they talk, they smile. I don't trust that kind of person. I don't trust
Agree.
that kind of person. It's weird to me. It's like those people when you're walking out on the street in New York and they're just smiling without any headphones, nothing. They're just smiling away. What the fuck are you smiling about? Okay, that's just a little
They're
rant.
working out with no accessories.
Yeah, what's going on? It doesn't make sense to me. My loser though this week is Devin. He just had such an awful performance in this elimination. Like he just couldn't even, there was, it wasn't even close. It was just like he just got dominated. And sorry, I understand if a rookie gets dominated like that, but for you to get just totally worked in a untangle the cords elimination, I thought it was embarrassing for him. He's supposed to be one of the OGs, but I'm gonna give it to Devin.
I'm going to say Devin too. I think he's been a loser this entire season, and I love Devin. He's dating Michelle. She stinks. He's not being funny, so he's just with her all the time. He's hiding behind this vacation club. It was just a poor showing all around from him, and it's disappointing. You're a loser, Devin. Get back to being funny, messing with Josh. You shouldn't be on the same team as Josh.
I was gonna say, it felt like the funniest Devin's been all season was during this elimination where he was like flicking off Kylan on that like rack focus shot. I was
Yeah.
like, okay, finally he's like doing something funny, but good Lord, what a terrible
Dude,
performance.
and then
Yeah.
he
And he
got
got his
boned
ass kicked.
by the edit by the producers too, because he said the same quote twice, like in the testimonial and in person, like sometimes you win him, sometimes you lose him. All right, loser, you lost for sure. Good call, Danny.
Until next week, that's it from the tribunal.
Don't be a quitter.
Don't be a layup.
You guys killed it.
Again?
Again and again.
I'm just gonna keep doing
You do
this
the math
bit.
on that.
Let's just do the math.
Yep, killed it. All right.
Equals killed it.
No calculator.
Wow.
Just
Great
fingers.
fingers.
Two fingers pointed at these killing it boys.
Yeah, let's see.